From dsmeath@lowcostinternet.com to Brandon, Rebecca. Subject, a request. Dear Mrs. Brandon, it has been a long time since I saw you last. I hope you and your family are flourishing. As for myself, I am enjoying a life of retirement, but find my mind often casting back fondly to episodes from my professional life at Endwich Bank. I have therefore decided to embark upon an autobiography, or memoir, provisionally entitled Good and Bad Debts, The Ups and Downs of a Patient and Not-So-Patient Fulham Bank Manager. I have written two chapters already, which were well received by members of my local horticultural club. Several present even expressed the opinion, they should put it on TV. Well, I don't know about that. I might say, Mrs. Brandon, that you were always one of my more colourful customers and had a unique approach to your finances. I heartily hope and believe that you have mended your ways with maturity. We crossed swords many a time, but I trust we reach some sort of entente cordiale by the time of my retirement. I therefore wonder if I might interview you for my book at a time convenient to yourself. I await your reply with pleasure. Yours sincerely, Derek Smeath, Bank Manager, retired. From dsmeath@lowcostinternet.com to Brandon, Rebecca. Subject, a request. Dear Mrs. Brandon, I write in disappointment. I approached you in good faith as a fellow professional, or even, dare I say, friend. I hope to be treated as such. If you do not wish to be interviewed for my memoir, then that is your choice. However, I am saddened that you felt the need to concoct an elaborate lie. Clearly, this ridiculous convoluted story about racing after your father towards Las Vegas to uncover some mystery and make sure poor Tarky isn't being brainwashed is entirely fictitious. How many times, Mrs. Brandon, have I held missives from you in which you have claimed to have broken your leg, suffered from glandular fever, or told me that your imaginary dog has died? I had hoped that as a mature, married mother, you might have grown up a little. However, I find myself sadly disappointed. Yours sincerely, Derek Smeath. From dsmeath@lowcostinternet.com to Brandon, Rebecca. Subject, a request. Dear Mrs. Brandon, to say I was astonished by your most recent email would be an understatement. Thank you very much for the series of photographs. I can indeed see that you are standing on the edge of a desert. I see the RV that you are pointing at and the close-up of the map of California. I also observe your friend, Lady Cleith Stewart, in one picture, although whether it is totally obvious from her tortured expression that her husband has gone missing is not for me to say. May I please ask you to clarify, your father has gone missing and so has your friend's husband? Both at once. Yours sincerely, Derek Smeath. From dsmeath@lowcostinternet.com to Brandon, Rebecca. Subject, a request. Dear Mrs. Brandon, my goodness, what a story. Your email was a little garbled, if I may say. Would these be the correct facts? Your father came to visit you in Los Angeles because he discovered some news regarding an old friend, Brent, whom he had not seen for many years. He then disappeared on a mission, leaving only a note in which he referred to putting something right. He has enlisted the help of Lord Cleith Stewart, Tarky, who has been through a difficult time lately and is in a vulnerable state. He has also co-opted a chap named Bryce. Strange names they have in California. Now you are following the three to Las Vegas in the fear that Bryce is a nefarious character who may wish to extract money from Lord Cleith Stewart. In answer to your query, I'm afraid I do not have any blinding insights with which to help you. Nor did anything similar ever happen while I was at the bank. Although, we did...